Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I am Joy Mpande, and I'm not alone as usual. I'm joined by... That's right. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's Music Friday. So as usual, we start with some music news. The biggest news right now in music, sort of, kind of, that we're excited about is the fact that Chris Brown is coming to South Africa. I'm expecting more excitement than that, but I don't know if we are part of the Breezy fam or like what. But yeah, tickets are out. He's set to come to South Africa this December on the 14th, and he'll be at the FNB Stadium. The tickets are going from ranging from 5,000 rand or 5,000 and something. to 600 rand. That does not really mean anything to us because we know we're going to be the Oksalayo. But are you excited? Are you excited that he's coming to SA though?
I'm excited, but it's not the first time though.
Yeah, it's not the first time that he's coming to South Africa.
Just that now, umachonisa batodulamo. The side benching.
you know how it is. You know exactly how the FNB Stadium venue works and the drama that has taken place there. Remember, it was Burna Boy that was supposed to pull through at some point, and then scandals that were followed up with all of that. But for me personally, I'm not a fan of the FNB Stadium venue, just in general. Firstly, igute, like almost there by Soweto, it's there, ne? It's there in Soweto. I know that driving there is going to be a mission to drive back home. Two, if you want an Uber, you might not be able to get an Uber back home because obviously there will just be quite a number of people. So that's the annoying part for me for the venue.
And let's not forget, you remember the concert, Monalibo, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
People got robbed.
Yeah. So... I don't know. Like, if you can, like, fly me there and, like, helicopter me out of there, I'm down. But because I know FOMO can have me, sometimes I might just be there or just give the ticket to the actual, you know, Breezy fans. Some people, however, have leaned towards bringing up his abusive history. I don't know how you feel about that, even just as a man. I know Women for Change are trying to boycott him coming to South Africa, saying that he's a, you know, a convicted felon. He shouldn't be here.
Patish. Okay. Everyone has got their
everybody's
own,
got their past.
Yeah, their own skeletons, but that's not the time now. Like, in fact, the guy has came in the country back then and came back 2014 or 2015 in Durban. Then he was back again 2016 for that Mabala Noise after party Durban July scenario. So now is not the time. It's not the time. We've got serious issues to be dealing with, like Oscar Mbo and Charisma.
Right? I mean, geez. I feel like, okay, as a woman, I'm just like, I honestly still do listen to a couple of Chris Brown songs. Don't come for me because they genuinely are nice. I feel bad for all of that. Am I a real fan per se to really kind of boycott him coming through? I'm not too sure. I think Rihanna forgave him, so maybe we must all also forgive and forget. Is that how it works?
I think so. Then, then we focus it
I think
on
because
the task
Ruth said it's fine. Tonight also we're trying to be okay with it. But yeah, that's that on that. We're not going to focus on his abusive history. We're going to focus on the fact that most of his fans are quite excited for him to come to South Africa. Mm-hmm. And they have actually been buying tickets regardless of the naysayers who probably can't afford the tickets. And that's why they're doing all of that. Well, speaking of Americans who are supporting South Africa, Doja Cat did make headlines this week because she sort of was repping South Africa when she at the Global Citizen Festival when she was wearing a South African flag inspired type of a dress. What are your thoughts around that?
The jacket does confuse her. 1 minute you're lambasting your dad on social media, nini we abu ya usamo. Oh, I think uturke jealous ya Tyler. Horo resupporta Tyler ya na nix.
Okay.
I think, but you're never confused because at one point you're lambasting your dad, then now so it's a halen to you. But I think. Nale chelasinyana for Thailand. Le name Tyler fan now, eh?
Wow. Okay. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Yeah, it's been great over here, but good that you are back with us. But no, I don't know if we can take it that far. I don't think Doja Cat is on the level of Tyler. And when we talk about artistry, Doja Cat is like 10 bars higher than Tyler. I think... I mean, I'm not saying Tyler's not talented at all. Shout out to her. She's an okay singer. I wouldn't say great. She's an okay singer. She's been taught how to dance.
Yes.
And that was from a boot camp. She's just an artist who has, it's a funded artist. And not to say, I'm not taking away from anything that she's done. She's amazing, cool. I know she can also draw as well. I found out just recently. She can do a number of things. But artistry-wise, let's not compare the two. Tyler has nothing to do with this. However, I think Doja is not necessarily... I think the lambasting of the father is also a different thing altogether. Because she's never said, I am not from South Africa.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like maybe you don't get along with your father, but if your father's from Malawi, you are Malawian. You know, and I could still speak on the fact that I don't get along with my father, da da da. So I think that's her. And I think maybe if she were to shed more light as to why she decided to make such a statement in terms of, you know, her choice of dress, that would be quite interesting. But I think I look at it in a more positive light than a negative one. But people were like, no, we are Tweka, she's wearing our flag. Catch a break.
But I feel good. Tyler, we communicate with Papa. That's one thing I'm sure of.
Who, Tyler?
Yeah, not Tyler.
Doja.
I meant Doja Cat.
Right, I mean...
like. Because you can see now, outlaw paradi rokota flake amzanzi. That means there are talks behind.
Okay. Yeah, so but you're saying there are signs.
Yeah, but okay, yeah, signs. Get sure, maybe I got a video calling you and Tumsane, our screenshot. Don't have a horror reference to ring.
Yeah, boy. Hey. All right. Well, that's that on that. But moving on to some other music news, King Monada has spoken the peace pipe with awards organizer Umphosa Mashabela. So the story behind that, or maybe you can actually tell us since you've been following it from the beginning.
Story said like he was booked for to perform during the Limpopo Legends Music Awards. Kopulukwane. Then he never pitched. That was 2022. Then he asked to postpone the performance to next year. Next year, it was 2023. Then, again, he never pitched. Then, this year, they've been playing hide-and-seek, taking each other to court. Then, finally, when things seem to be okay, he served them with a notice to defend their letter of demand. Then, that's when they went back to court. Now, the peace pipe is up. The smoke has been cleared.
Yeah.
He has paid back the money.
Yeah.
So I guess they are friends now.
I guess they're friends, or I don't know if you can also be friends with your fan. Because when I look at it, you know, if you guys know something, why are you taking a picture with? Yeah.
You saw that video in the funeral, they were together.
I guess they're friends now. Yeah, Diaboa. On to some other music news, though. Unfortunate ones that we have to report on this week. We've seen our legends in the music space just dying. Quite unfortunately so. We have a Kwaito legend, the iconic general who was the last member of Chiscop who passed away. He's been battling with stomach cancer. And I'm sure there were other medical aspects that we cannot name because we can't get into them or we don't know. That also, you know, he faced, but the stomach cancer is the one that has been reported on. So I guess we can speak on that. But unfortunately, he's passed away. And of course, tributes are, you know, have flooded the timeline. His life has been celebrated as well on Thursday. And I hope he is honored in the way that, you know, a legend is supposed to be honored. I think one thing about the Kwaito artist is that I think there's not much attention or celebration when it comes to honoring them. Sometimes there's no linky. Like, in terms of organization, Aiko and Dimboni. But, you know, hopefully with him, things will run smoothly. But another artist we've also lost is Usoli Moholo, gospel legend, who's also passed away. Yeah, he died in the hospital after an illness, and it's quite upsetting. And I want you to tell us why it's upsetting.
Yes, it is upsetting because this guy spoke up that Ubata donation.
Yeah.
Then we spoke to various artists who promised to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Then Nining, the prize was announced that he needs 700,000.
Yeah.
Then still, even I wouldn't mention the name. It's a gospel mogul. I spoke to during when I went to collect my tickets for the replenishment in Centurion. Then when I told him about Solimhulu's situation, he said, what is he doing at the private hospital? He needs to go to a government hospital. Like, I'm here talking to you about the donation. You're telling me of your hospital preferences.
Yeah.
So I saw Unama Pickle Pickle Manning, good gospel, West. So we're praising the Lord, but we're doing other things. So, but I'll tell you the name after the podcast.
Yeah, I'm interested to know who this guy is.
Seriously.
But, like, apart from, you know, I think there's a point there. I mean, the point is, yes, why are you going to a private hospital? I mean, you'll be, we all know how public hospitals are, though. In terms of getting, you know, being taken care of, I mean, Tom London was one media personality who spoke up about his issues at, was it at Helen Joseph?
Helen Joseph.
Yes. And, you know, there's, you know, public hospitals are not the most comfortable, but of course, in a life and death situation, more especially with quite intricate surgeries that are needed, it's very much better to be in a private hospital. I mean, also, Deleuze went to a public hospital. But that's a different story for another day. But with Solomon Moholo, I think he definitely did speak up. And I think people are just cowards in the industry for not really helping him out.
Thank you. Thank you. Say it again. Say it again.
For the people at the back. Cowardice. But because it's really like we're saying RIP now. And like, oh my gosh, you're quite a legend. And da 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 da. When we could have actually just, you know, started a backup body page for you and raised funds for your surgery. So, yeah, I think MT said this at some point, Uguti, if I had died, people were going to be crying and calling me iconic. But because I'm still alive, you guys are just saying bad things about me. That's not the word, but it's an S word. But we'll get over that.
But the thing that what my mom once told me, my mom works for a government hospital, said medication. Government, it best than a private.
Wow, okay, I had no idea.
Just that, Unkele did say example with regards to HIV AIDS treatment.
Yeah.
It's better, but you go to the clinic than hospital, like, than go private. Because private, of course, you'll be paying for other things, but they wouldn't be giving you treatment to finally go to clinic. So they suggest, well, you must go. That's what that guy said. He said, must go to a government. Government to, because I think this sharp medication. But with regards to treatment, of course, they suck, man.
Yo? Okay. I have no idea.
Ah, but you'll know about it. You'll do it. Like, even Aaron Zadid, while he was Minister of Health, he once said that medication from the government is sharp, except if you go to the private. Private, Angariba, it's the shortcuts.
To kind of, like, make you come back. I mean, the medical industry is pretty much that. Like, we're going to cure your headache so we can give you ELSA or whatever it
is. But when they go to private, they expect a hotel treatment.
Where you
forget what you hear because you're sick. So, no wonder most of our artists, Bashala Baguma, Opara, Hillbrook Hospital, Gai Gai. Because Baba bakitimetse bophelo gore bo sharp. Mara private, it's you are paying for your hotel room, hey? Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing for me. I like attention. And when I'm sick, I definitely want all the attention in the world. I want to be well taken care of. So I think it's predominantly for that. And but either way, I think savings, medical savings, whether it's medical aid or medical savings, are quite important. And we're learning that all the time. I myself, even though I'm saying this,
if
it can come to a point of, damn, get shot and 100,000 for a procedure or whatever, God forbid also.
Even the former premier of Gauteng, went to that government hospital where my mom works. So as go butchery government abare treatment is sharp, but just treatment a patient to doctor, food is worse.
But the medicine and the
medicine.
So do you think he was supposed to go to a private public hospital?
After speaking to that mogul, he made sense to me, but that's not the answer I was looking
to get for sure. From him. Okay. Well, moving on from death to life, we know there's life at the end of everything. Something more lighthearted and something that we're celebrating is Tino Tinyane as well as Usim Zingema, who are expecting an additional member to their growing family. Why is that not met with
me? I feel like I still see her as Dumi. Tumi's kitumi mang masilela. Yeah, like every time I come born, I feel like maybe she cheated. She's cheating on Tumi.
Serious.
Like every time. So okay. Welcome the bundle of joy.
Well, which is apparently still on the way. I mean, they first welcomed the two, Tino and Sims, welcomed their first child in 2022. Oh, sorry, 2020. I mean, come on. It's been a couple of years. There's life after death, okay? And right now they have a very beautiful son together. And I don't know the gender of the bundle of joy they're expecting, but I'm crossing fingers to just see a little girl. Like, I just feel like they make the most beautiful babies. I'm getting baby fever just talking about it. Still moving on to some celebratory news. Congratulations are in order for Nhlanhla Mafu, who is set to get married yet again.
I don't want to talk much, eh?
Well, for those who don't know why there might be some spice connected to the story, I guess, if there is in any way. Nhlanhla was previously married to uThembinkosi, TK Nciza, and they split in 2019 after 3 years of being together. Nhlanhla used her ex-husband's surname for quite some time. I mean, we knew her as Nhlanhla Nciza, and then we eventually recovered, because we have to recover at the end. We got over it and started calling her Nhlanhla Mafu. And we definitely recognize her own journey and path in the industry as Mafikizolo's, you know, amazing singer. Right? So we don't know who the mystery man is. We'll say we don't, but we have an idea. But we're going to say we don't who the mystery man is. They've known each other for quite some time. But one thing about Nhlanhla, even though she has kept the identity of this man private on social media, she definitely has not shied away from gushing over the love that they share.
That's all I can say.
There's that on that. That's that on that and not the other. So moving on to some, it's award season. Kidi sama, kidi feather, kidi safta. Yay, kuningi nje. On Wednesday, the nominees of the 16th Feather Awards were announced. And yeah, quite underwhelming, I must say. I think the most spiciest thing they've got for this year is Tidi Moholo's fight with Mbongani over the Malaika legacy, earning them an award. That's like the biggest thing they got.
On Destiny, did you write any lyrics that you can say these are my lyrics?
No, I didn't write any lyrics.
Did you come up with a melody, a vocal melody at some point?
I added
a
few things there and there.
No, question is, did you add any melody on the song?
Yes, I did.
What did you add?
Ubutana.
They want to know. Everybody wants to know. You made allegations. You got to be able to say, you've spoken about it in parts. When did I start it? When did I start the destiny?
Who started? Are you disputing, Sistidi, that he wrote?
No. Question.
As a performer and as a singer on the song, is that
your
contribution?
I did all I could while I was in studio recording the song.
What was that?
Whatever that you are hearing, part of
so as a singer,
it's part. Even the composition.
What composition?
Mm.
That I cherish, I bless, I anoint the day.
That line.
That hey, yo, hi guys, Zini.
So that wasn't there.
I'll never hear destiny the same again. Yeah, you wrote it for us.
I wrote the chorus.
Apart from that, of course, we are celebrating everything pride and exclusivity.
I would say they are poor. Why they left out Lebo?
Do you know, I bought myself underwear for the first time this year. After we parted ways. I had been using the same underwear for 4 years. Guys, I'm the type, I change my underwear every 3 to 6 months. You know, I must have new. I looked at my underwear early this year, and I was just like, a whole me. She was getting underwear every other day online. Like, I made her my project. She wants to glamorize that, so she is not taking responsibility. Every time she's been interviewed, every time she's been asked questions about where the assault starts, she runs away from it. She does not answer. Latoya needs to go onto the mirror and look at herself. She has done nothing in life but up. Latoya, up.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Very, very underwhelming. You know, the feathers for me are usually quite spicy. Just got that. You know, she in Dada Dubai. Remember Kanye Bao once got like nominated for that drama, that saga. I then went home after writing that it was over underwhelming. Thought ukuthi mhlambe they are omitting or just they've snubbed them because of the abuse allegations and trying to be sensitive towards that. Does it matter? Do we care?
Yes.
Okay. So, well, that's that on that. People are nominated. Go ahead. We're going to go. We're going to report and all of that. But right now, for this year, the category of drama queen of the year goes to the former Malaika group members. It also goes to Nara Smith, who is not even in, like, local. She's not from here. Why are we nominating this lady? Who, like, for what reason? We don't know. But anyway, she's nominated. And lastly, the third person who's nominated under that category is none other than Penuel Mlotra for his baby mama drama.
But I don't understand the sweet. But Celeste and what in tune? What's happening?
They're sisters. I know. When I saw that, I also was just like, wait, like, is Celeste also like, you know? Yeah, no. I realized that that couple of the year category they've given to brothers and sisters and family or people that are working together. Yeah, so it's not. Hey. Yeah. Yeah, it's family related. You know, I really had to think. I thought, well, these people, when did this happen? When did we start paying for the team? Because she's been speaking about men all this time, so that's why I was confused. Oh, you know, I know you don't always an answer, but okay.
Madlera,
because he's been an ally in that space. He's been openly saying, like, it doesn't matter, like, sexuality is not that deep. Embrace yourself. Don't. But still, speaking of awards and all, somebody who does not really care for them is the legendary actor Nandi Nyembe, who's saying that she's been in the industry for decades. And she's shocked that the SAFTAs have only given her a nod now. She's gotten a nod previously. This is what she omitted, I think, this information. Mm-hmm. In 2017, she was actually nominated for her role on Ashes to Ashes, But now she's saying, this doesn't even excite me. Why are we even having to talk about me being nominated for a SAFTA? What's the big deal about that? Yeah. So she's not impressed. But somebody who went and celebrated the nod is Ula Nkongo. I don't know how to pronounce that name.
Oh, stepmother Sarah Tutuzan.
Yeah. Step- yes, her. She went and celebrated her SAFTA nomination. She's nominated in the Best TV Presenter category for, what is this, the... whatever, her delivery on Mzansi Magic's Forever Tina. So this is based on public votes. So I'm sure her celebrating of this is her trying to garner votes. She was out in Durban yesterday at Brown Sugar. Looked like they had a good time, good food, just celebrations. Just that. Well, and moving on to some scandalous news, which the drama of the week. OMT, son, is he not in the headlines every week? I think there's a pattern there. I'm noticing.
And I swear, I'm sure now Selat Sebana Pila, you are friends. That's how I might drop your phone. Comment.
I don't even call him from my private phone no
you
more.
You don't?
No, I've known MT for years. I don't even care for. I don't call him from my private phone no more.
But I tell you, you're going to call him.
Well, please, I definitely called him for the story.
For a podcast. Please.
Is this, do you want to turn this place into Snoop Dogg's house? Like, is that what we're trying to do?
Please. That guy's got numbers.
He's got numbers.
Yeah.
Well, seemingly, yeah, because he went viral. Well, his images went viral recently after he crashed into a stationary vehicle in Midrand on Monday night.
Phew.
Mr. Guy. I drive on Caravela, so you told me, thanks. He collided with a parked car, and images of him then were just splattered on social media along with, like, videos and so forth. We reached out to Mr. Guy because people were saying he was high on marijuana. Others were saying he's just out of it. We had to obviously get the news from the horse's mouth, and this is what he had to say.
Well, it's all over. Because I am who I am. If I have a normal citizen or a peasant or a laborer, it would have never happened that way. So because I am who I am, it's a trend now to talk about me, make me the bad person. So, yeah.
Well, there's that on that. He does sound still under the influence of something right there. So, I'm going to get some piggy say. We did reach out to JMPD to kind of get details on what really transpired there. But, yeah. That's exactly what I think. You know, we don't know. But yeah, we can imagine.
Because now, if second offense. You remember he got arrested.
Yes. Mm. But you know, there's so many things that when it comes to his driving in cars that have been swept under the carpet. But we're not going to get into that because those are allegations that we are not going to prove. So we're going to move on from that. We hope he kind of gets peace. And yeah, he says he's fine. Not that anybody cares.
I do care, Mina.
Mina, I'm in for a good time.
He's
entertaining, and you know what? He's like really good at what he does, I feel. You know, the delivery, I think at the end of it, beyond Abu J. Molly saying that he does not record anything, he just dies in the studio. But the music that comes out is good. So, yeah. Hopefully, yeah, he finds a way. I think he's just living his life the way that he wants to live it. I just hope he finds peace, if anything. Right? On to some more drama. Tebogo Thobojane is saying that she feels disrespected by Mac G.
We. man, Mick G, man. Sides are too much. Sides are too much. We all trying, hey? We all trying. So, no matter how many five viewers, but she be lemula. But at least she's doing something. Because even if she can stop, I continue to go to Dubai, to Senegal. We are going to talk. We are born by Enzan, by Enzan. At least now she's got her own channel, YouTube, right? But Mick G had to say what he had to say.
You know, the thing about Mick G and Thobejane, remember, Teboho Thobejane was on the Mick G podcast and chill platform with her own
City Girls
podcast, City Girls. Mm. And it did so well. It did incredibly well. And of course, Mick G would say that it did well because it was on his platform. But I think the content was genuinely good. And throughout her being on that platform, she had told me at some point that she did not actually get a cent from being on that platform.
Yeah, that's what she said even now.
She's saying that even now? Great. So... yeah, it's just quite sad, but I think she must also just move on, if anything. And sometimes I feel, man, she's the OG of the Slay Queens, is she not? Who's the OG of the Slay Queens? Who's older than her? Oh, Baba Alwa. Okay, never mind, I take it back.
Aye, that's a queen, gay, Lay Queen. Baba Lamneno, yo.
That's the OG. Okay, cool. I mean, there are younger ones that have come after Thobejane, so I think, I mean, people should try put some respect on the girl's name. Girl's just trying to make some money. That's that on that. What else could one even say from that? Asazi. But we'll move on from that. Hopefully, they also smoke the peace pipe at some point because I felt like they really got along at some point. I wonder what went wrong with their relationship. It's unnecessary, if anything. Right?
Injalo.
Now, allegations were thrown yet again. Another day, another allegation. Nota.
Hey.
And Itumeleng Bukaba. Apparently, had a thing, which they've both actually acknowledged, so it doesn't have to be an allegation. But the allegation is, at some point, there was a rape case. And, you know, this is quite a... It's a serious one, because, I mean, we definitely do not condone such actions in any way. But when you look at the story... You're just like, girl, were you not, I can't say the words because I'll be lambasted. I also just be like, no doubt, but we happy, you know?
I'm disappointed.
You know, the music industry, this is just a great depiction of the desperation that comes with getting an in this entertainment industry. Do they not know there's no money? Like, I think they don't know that. What is up with that? So I feel, for me, I say this is just a, you know, a reflection of that because some of the conversations or the supposed conversations between the two and the ones that have went online reflect that this lady wanted to get into the music industry. She did have a song with Questa, Maibabo, and she was trying to have another Maibabo type of moment yet again with having a hit song. When I listen to the song that she's put out,
it's the Aibabu.
No. Like, I mean, the recent ones, I'm just like, girl, you can act. It's okay. Music should not be the solution all the time. I don't know. I listen to one song. Maybe I need to listen to a couple to really be convinced, but my girl.
Now, the only comment I can say on this, I'll forever be disappointed in you too. If Kopanal Mutomo fell.
Why? Because you wouldn't go for a guy like Nota?
No. Jay from Khale, little Mr. Brown, like, okay, we once bumped into each other somewhere, Kokandi Square.
Oh, so, you mean you and
yeah,
me do?
Yeah.
Okay,
you
know, okay.
She's cute alone, a little more, but once I turn around, she'll
shame.
But go Nota, I don't know what happened.
Let me tell you, I feel, you know, Nota, I never thought I could actually not actually get along with him and actually like be okay with like him running his mouth. He actually is a smart person beyond him always trying to like, you know, be the right one in the room. Yeah, I'm not trying to even pick sides here. I just hope that justice is served for whoever is wrong and right. Yeah. Ingabi personal lendaba.
But the sad part, we'll find that this thing is just for to pump music.
Nah, this is not. Nah.
Case has been opened.
Yeah, allegedly. Okay. But also, because this does not look good on Nota's name. It's damning. It's brand damning. Nobody would want to be next to you. Now, all that is being said about you is the fact that that is not a good thing to promote music with, and I know that Nota knows that for a fact. So what's crazy is Ntsiki Mazwai also contributing to this conversation. And you know what she probably said.
It never ends.
Well, actually, Nota does not know consent. And he recalled her own incident that he or she had with him, which had nothing to do with sex. So why did you have to take it there? For me, this week, the drama just gets more dramatic. And this one probably takes the cup for me. Okay, wait, I'm in between. I'm in between these last two stories. It will actually crown the winner, the most dramatic story of the week at the end. So the one that I'm actually referring to is with Casper Nyovest and his baby mama, Uthobeka Majozi. Dang, dang, dang. What am I talking about? In case you've been living under a rock. Thobeka celebrated her birthday just recently. And in celebrating it, she decided to go on her Instagram and say quite a lot of information that we didn't know, my baby. We didn't know. Did we ask for it?
No.
But it's the drama that is giving. So we kind of like it, but it's quite a sad story at the same time. So Uthobeka said that Casper obviously stepped out of their relationship while they were together. So there's one, there's infidelity. Then there's you doing it while the child was still battling cancer at 8 months. And that had this man lambasted on social media. Dragged to the filth, child. Like with people saying, how dare you actually, you know, treat, you know, the mother of your children like that. She went on to say that, you know, I have found God. God has been there for me. Never would have made it. Never thought I would have made it. I've made it beyond the fact that I lived in an oncology hospital for 2 years with my son and while he was undergoing chemotherapy. Basically depicting a picture of Casper not really being there. While not being there emotionally, I guess, in during that scenario, but when we thought Casper was quiet and living his best life in Dubai, he decided to speak up. He went and issued a public apology in the form of a video. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
I'd like to apologize to the mother of my child. I'd like to apologize to her family. I'd like to apologize to my family and everybody I put in this mess. This is the mess that I've created. And through Jesus Christ, I've been able to forgive myself, rebuild, be accountable, and be a man of honor, be a man of integrity, and give myself a second chance. I still will be sharing more of my testimony as time goes. The truth shall set you free, and I just wanted to say I'm sorry, and hopefully you will find it in you to forgive me one day.
Well, what do you think of, what do you make of his apology?
He's sincere.
You think it's sincere? Mm. Jesus washes all our sins away.
He's sincere, because even the timing. Abadle to be in the country on the day of baby ex or baby mama's birthday. So I think it's sincere. He was emotional, I can tell.
Okay. I think two things about it. One, he definitely needed to do this because you're busy with a brand there in Dubai. So, you know, it's not like you want to be trending for the wrong reasons. Mm. You kind of like want to shut it down so you can move on with this campaign that you're busy with. But beyond that, I do understand, because I am Christian, that Jesus really does wash our sins away, you know. And maybe we need to cut him some slack. The fact that he's mad enough to acknowledge the pain that he caused. I mean, he did say during his previous podcast on the Mpumile Daba one, saying that infidelity is what ended their 2-year relationship. He said it himself. So was he really hiding from his truth? I don't think so. I just think we need to cut him some slack. But at the same time, yeah, it's just shedding light on how sometimes really men can be trash, I'm just saying.
Not all of them.
Not all of them, but what are you guys up to? Like, kanjani bafethu? But also, maybe we also have different ways of, you know, dealing with pain. If we're to just play devil's advocate, sometimes, you know, when like, I can think of like one incident that I know without naming names, because it's not even a famous story. When your partner is going through something, maybe now she just went through a miscarriage, God forbid, and then it impacts your relationship to a point where you kind of just want to step out, because you're not every day uya hila uya kala, and then it's no longer the slay queen that you met and the happy one and the whatever resentment. Mm. There's a lot that goes into it, so I think, you know, when it comes to your son's health and your child's health, that could also have an impact on your relationship. And I think that's exactly what happened here. Not to condone, you know, the actions, Zaga Casper, he has said that, no, that was actually very vile of me, very selfish of me. And I think the fact that he's acknowledged it, you know what? Mm. Let's forgive him.
I deserve a bell.
I keep in goma at Sisor.
I keep in goma.
You know how this works.
I doubt with any ingoma Casper releases now will work. I doubt. I doubt. Sluli this cut, aka is no longer there. Like nje in a style as a shinchi le moshe yonkinto nge piano. So nje a chilling. How you say the advert or the movie?
Okay. Actually that'd be interesting. I've never seen him act. Have you seen him act? Once. Okay. Can't recall.
Says
Mamela Matlera, like, go hot, go serious. And Voice is also about to make a comeback in the music space for me. I've been waiting for that.
Kanto auntie.
There is no better female rapper than Voice. Sorry, I said what I said. Period. Like, all of this stuff that I'm hearing. No, I'm lying. Actually, there's a couple. But it's the newbies. I'm saying, come, Auntie Voice. We're waiting for the music. And yeah, we love you. Anyway, Casper Naye alright, because he's moved on. He's married. You know what I found very interesting is the wife going on social media on, if I wasn't gonna marry Casper, then who was supposed to marry Casper? Yeah, he's wanted me since grade 7. I'm the rightful wifey. She's strange. She's very strange. I don't know. But God
forgives. Grade 7. Grade 7. That means
they've been on and off since 2017. They've been on and off since 2017.
That makes you
Yes. Exactly. No, it's just a friend. Be careful. Be careful of your friends out there. Well, the drama keeps on giving, though. We got to move on from Casper to something else, which I say is part of the top two of the most dramatic stories of the week. That is with Brother Enigma. Pastor. I don't know if you've seen Brother Enigma, prophet or self-proclaimed prophet, that is. He's gone on a whole rampage, Sana. He is saying quite a lot of things, and he's saying God does not like a lot of things. And he's gone on to say, Somizi, everybody who attended Somizi's wedding is going to hell. He's gone on to say that the Rebecca Malope hairstyle is wrongo.
Yeah.
He's gone on to say that you go to the gym and you lift weights. That's like the devil's work. So some people believe him.
And weaves.
Weaves as well. Like, the list is endless. And I'm just like, how did we get here?
Job do sense to say value in their case. Ogup German, this is how going to heaven.
All right. Ubuza kahla ngithi sibuzele abazalwane.
Sibuzele abantu ekhaya.
Akuna muntu azongena ezulwini angasindiswanga. That is the answer. Angithi usenzo ufele kuphi? Bekumntwana bakaNkulunkulu. Bekaphila ubungqwele. Usenzo. Anyazi. Lalelani. Akekho umuntu ophila ubungqwele azofela ka girlfriend. Aphila ubungqwele. Unomfazi ufela ka ufela kuphi endlini yaka girlfriend angithi the Bible says babu sisiwe abafela kuphi enkosini. Do you know that? So ngithi kuwe the case is closed ngosenzo mewa. He is right in the hell. Uphethe ikhanda ikhanda lomuntu uliphethe. Anybody lokathi adlala ibhola amademon bamnikeza ikhanda lomuntu ibhola yabo le. Ungizwa kahle? Anybody kathi adlala ibhola, whether you are famous or you are not famous, if you are a soccer star, uma ufika ezihokweni amademoni bakunikeza ikhanda lomuntu. Bathi khaba ibhola. So bayakhaba, bakhaba amagama amakhanda wabantu abaphumuli.
Like, there's too many things. So basically, we're not allowed to breathe at this point. Because for me, I'm just like, so manjing ngafaki iwivi. Like, this is how men just stay single. I'm just saying. So for me, I think those are like the top dramatic stories of the week. Casper takes it. Enigma takes it. But I'll give it to Casper because at least... Enigma is the one that just keeps giving.
Yeah.
He's not going to stop. So we'll definitely give it to Enigma. Okay, shout out to that. Wrapping it up though, all roads are leading to Bloemfontein Makuve. Is it still called Makuve?
No, it's Kufa.
It's Kufa.
Mm.
What's the difference between Makuve and Kufa?
It's still Makuve. It's just that there's change of name and organizers.
Got it. So it's a 10-day festival that brings comedy, sports, music, quite a number of stuff. And the lineup is crazy, apparently. We have Zonke, Lira, Malay, who I love forever. DJ Zintle, Scorpion Kings. And the list goes on. There's Vusinova, Prince KB, pretty much all your faves. You know, it's like the delicious fest of
Bloem.
Of Bloem.
Ooh.
Yeah. Pretty much that. Well, that's been it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on Ayono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisalive. This Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. And if you don't share this podcast, Jesus does not like that. Ujeso uti.
Enigma.
Enigma. Ucheso uti. Maushere le podcast. I've been your host, Joy Mpande.
See you at Miss World SA. Kumata.
Until next time, goodbye. Take care.